All right, welcome to the after show. I guess the after show segment of the Business Broker Growth Show. I've got Andy Cagnetta here, Trans World Business Advisors. Andy, welcome back to the after show.
Looking forward to it.
All right, so we just got done recording the main segment, took a little break. Here we are. Let's say, you know, when the lights and the cameras are off and no one's watching, let's talk about the other stuff that comes to mind, the things that, you know, brokers probably really want to know about and what you see for the industry. And so sure. I just want to dive into some topics, some things that, you know, come to mind, especially with all of your experience with everything you've done in brokerage and then now with Trans World and then growing it. And like you even said in the main episode, talking about it being international. So it's not just about what's happening in Florida, what's happening in New York. It's okay, what's also applicable, you know, globally in what you see. The first question would be, what will brokers need to survive in 2030?
They're going to need to understand how AI works and how to leverage technology. It's, you know, I've been predicting this for 30 years, but it's going to become even more important. And at the end of the day, it's going to be about the content, and the content is having the transactions to sell. So if you don't have the ability to leverage everything to get transactions to sell, you're going to be out of luck, because in 2030, there will be the way for buyers to directly connect with who is handling the sale of businesses.
It's interesting because you said you've been predicting this for 30 years, and just like TVs and TV shows and movies have predicting like flying cars and robots doing everything for us. And it's like, now it finally feels like all that stuff is really close, and AI specifically more than flying cars. Like AI is now, you know, a tool that everybody can use to some capacity. Yeah. And so it's really here.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Number two, obviously this is the preset question I would normally ask is, what's the number one tech shift coming to M&A, which obviously is AI. And to you, it's really AI in buyers finding listings. Is there other ways you see the AI affecting kind of the business broker world?
Yeah, I think, you know, it'll take a lot of the, noise out of the process, you know, creating sims and creating NDAs and getting people to sign certain things and getting the process to move a little bit more quickly. I mean, yeah. I, you know, I don't want to predict, and I don't know if I'll ever be around where you can actually trade businesses in a very fast manner, like you could trade a stock right now. But I do think that, you know, God bless, shout out to Mike Ertle, who passed away earlier this year, who helped us get the 2023 Brokerage Simplification Act, which gave us the ability to sell portions of businesses. I think that business will come about, and people will be investing in small businesses. And it's not here yet, but I think there will eventually be an exchange for doing that. So the idea of buying a whole business and running it might be not a thing of the past, but you might not have to do it.
If you're listening to this and thinking, I need this level of authority, I just don't have time to build it, that's exactly what Business Broker Growth does for you. Most brokers know that they need consistent content, better positioning, and real digital visibility. They just don't have the bandwidth to create it or the systems to keep it going. That's what we do here. We build that whole thing for you. The content engine, the visibility strategy, and the authority signals, everything we've talked about here on the podcast. So if you want to add impact without adding another full-time job to your plate, go to businessbrokergrowth.com to learn more about what it could look like for your business. And now back to the episode. Yeah. Where in hearing that, it sounds like, you know, being able to buy into a REIT for real estate, right? Instead of actually buying an apartment building, instead you're buying into a trust that's an ownership share of that. Yeah. That real estate. I think that'd be great. I could see that making it more accessible for people who they don't want to buy the whole thing, or they don't want to run it, but they want to invest in it. They want to have that as a vehicle. I could see that being big. And then where the technology makes that easier and easier. And it's funny because you think, okay, trading, you know, versus trading stocks, which is instant, we can do it. I could literally grab my phone and buy it. And you think of how long ago was it that that wasn't a thing where it was literally a very manual process. Next question. So what's the biggest lesson you've learned in this year so far?
This year?
Yeah, 2025.
The biggest lesson I've learned this year is that I'm not as good as technology as I used to be. So I went to school. I was a failed computer engineer. So that's the best way I could put it. But so I, you know, I knew a bunch of languages, Fortran, Basic, you know, like, and I was always ahead on the technology thing, always being able to really dive in and know what's going on and feeling like I'm at the cutting edge. And as I've grown a big business and you're not in it every day, the AI and the things that are coming out, the tools that are available, I just don't know them all yet. And I certainly don't have a good proficiency in them. So, and that's come really apparent this year, you know, just because of where AI is going, which is great. Yeah. I think it's great. So,
yep. Hey, you're now in that mode where are you that person who's like, you just don't, people are talking about it. You're just disconnected from it.
Not so much disconnected, but you know, like all of a sudden I'm the old guy, which is, I never feel myself like that, you know, but
I wasn't going to say that part because I like you and you want to say that you can, but I find myself in that mode too. I've always been a late adopter anyway and kind of late to things, but you know, it's moving so fast. It's like,
I've always been an early adopter and on some levels that's inefficient, right? To try to be an early adopter. I watched some business brokers try to do that, and you wind up having an analysis by paralysis by analysis. You get too in the weeds.
Yeah, and or you just waste your time or spend a lot of time on a lot of different tools that aren't mature enough, aren't going to work, or it's just too scattered. Now you're just doing shotgun, whatever it is. Let's say marketing versus, you know, sniper specific. All right. Next question. What are you most excited about doing this year with your business?
Expand internationally. It's great to watch us do that. And it's a lot of fun. You know, we went to Japan last year, Vietnam, as two notable places. We just opened up two African countries this year, Ghana and Nigeria, and watching, you know, those kind of things bubble up. We're working on a couple other ones like Poland and Germany and things like that. So that's really exciting.
Yeah. And I hear these countries' names and I think, do they still have the same challenging SBA type of structure out there? Are they?
You know, funny, you know, like you call it challenging and they call it like you have the greatest opportunity in the world.
Right. Know? Of course.
Right. Yeah. So they're like, you know, we don't have funding for small businesses. So, so the SBA changed our world and, you know, as frustrating as it is and crazy as it is, it gave us the ability to leverage into $5 million businesses. The only thing wrong with it, I think right now is that we haven't changed that $5 million number in over a dozen years or whatever it is.
So it's not the same. It's not helping the same amount of businesses in the same ways it could. Yeah. Last question in this bonus round here is if you could wave a magic wand to have just one marketing strategy implemented automatically where you don't have to do anything, what would you pick?
I would pick a really sharp buyer match where, you know, when the buyer came to us, we could give them really solid options to buy the business they're looking for and beyond what I have for sale and perhaps even beyond what other brokers have for sale. It matched me as the broker with businesses that could be targets and have a likelihood to get targets because, again, the world is getting way smarter with data. So I'll know that landscaping company that's not for sale through me, not for sale through any other broker, but that landscaping company has an owner that's 67 years old. And that might be, and us being able to tap into that automatically and being able to connect with those sellers and buyers and try to get deals done.
And that would be amazing. And it feels very doable and tangible now.
It's almost there.
Would help make everything more efficient, like you were talking about early.
Yeah.
Well, Andy, I appreciate you being on here, staying a little bit longer, going in the after show. Obviously, for everyone listening, tuning in, the links for Andy is going to be in the show notes from this and also the main show. But definitely connect with Andy Cagnetta on LinkedIn, and then also tworld.com for Transworld. It's the main website. You can also email him at ac@tworld.com. Find him on YouTube, Coffee with Cagnetta, and make sure to check out his book, which I just really enjoyed. I loved how you wrote it. I love the stories in there. And Andy, once again, thank you for being on the Business Broker Growth Show.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
All right. And everyone else, until next time, stop hoping for deals, start growing your pipeline.